Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Tommy Lugauer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Very interesting sports weekend. I don't know where you want to start. So you throw it out there.
Oh, my God. What are the options, man? There's so many of them.
Well, first thing, I'm going to tell you the one thing that made me smile. Because I enjoyed the golf tournament, enjoyed the U.S. Open, but none of my guys were even in the mix.
Right.
So, good congratulations to Gary Woodland and all of that. But to me, the thing that made me the happiest this weekend was when my wife, I think it was Saturday night, I guess I was watching the golf on Saturday night, and she says, Anthony Davis got traded to the Lakers. And I said, wow, thank God.
That made you happy?
That was it. Certainly wasn't the Met bullpen.
No, even on Saturday, right, when they won anyway.
Oh, my God. Saturday night, but we'll get to that. But thank God that the Knicks did not make this trade.
I got to repeat something you've said over and over again about Steve Mills and mostly Scott Perry.
Yes.
Because it's been true. It's a small bar, but it's been true.
It is, right.
You have said they haven't done anything stupid, right? And I always say yet, because you never know. They could do something stupid.
Right.
I think that talking to Knicks fans, whether it's on Twitter or friends of mine that are Knicks fans, the one thing most Knicks fans agreed with is that while Anthony Davis is a tremendous player and would be a nice fit for this team, he'd be a nice fit on any team, the idea of taking the number three pick in this draft, of taking Mitchell Robinson, of taking Kevin Knox, and then taking multiple future
picks
to trade it for Anthony Davis would be a big, big mistake. And guess who agreed with most Knicks fans? Scott Perry. Because there's a report this morning that the Knicks never even made an offer.
I saw that.
Because they knew the price was going to be on this level. And so you continue to say it. It continues to be true for now. The Knicks haven't done anything stupid.
Nope.
And I think pulling off, and I use this phrase affectionately, a Brooklyn, because it now is a verb, pulling a Brooklyn, and I don't mean Burrow or eating pizza, but trading every last pick you could find with no restrictions and throwing in pick swaps, because those are always fun, that is not something the Knicks are in a position to do. Now, we could debate all day if it's worth it for the Lakers. The Lakers are trying to win an NBA championship. They have LeBron James. They have him in his prime for God knows how long. Maybe he's past his prime.
Maybe.
We're going to find out if he can stay healthy.
We'll see.
And they also have to build a basketball team because they really have nothing outside of two tremendous players, which is a nice foundation to have. But if you look at specifically what they gave up, and it's not just Lonzo Ball, who has a chance to be a good player in this league, or Brandon Ingram, who has a chance to be a good player in this league, or Josh Hart, who has a chance to be a good player in this league, but all of the draft capital they gave up,
right,
the Knicks were nowhere in position to even about a deal like that.
I'm telling you right now, when I was like throwing a party when I heard that. I have to say, thank God they didn't make that deal. I'm going to keep praising Perry because he's the guy that has not been part of all. You know, Mills was there for plenty of the disasters. Obviously, as I've said before, Dolan's been the owner. This guy seems to be the, you know, the intelligent voice in the room. He really does, yeah. And I hope he continues to be that way. We'll see.
Now, both of us are against the idea of the Knicks, and to me, the Nets going after Kevin Durant because of all the issues questions surrounding him. But signing Kevin Durant, to me, would be less of a mistake
than making
this kind of trade.
Yes, it would. Because you're not giving anything up.
Right. You're giving up your draft. You're giving up a bunch of cap space.
That's what you're giving up. No. It would be a lot. Look, and I think you're crazy to make that move, but you're 100% right. I mean, that is a lot less. Look, if they did that, I can live with it a lot better than making that Anthony Davis trade.
Yeah, because look at what
you're
giving up.
You're not giving anything up.
Right. And I get that the Lakers are saying, if we can win an NBA championship this year, who cares? It's all worth it.
Well, they have to.
Well, of course they do.
They have to.
And LeBron James, I know we think of him as a machine, but he did look like a human being last year when he missed a big chunk of time.
Yep.
So as great as he is, and do I doubt that LeBron, would I be stunned if LeBron James had an MVP year next year? I wouldn't be stunned. He's LeBron James. He's one of the greatest of all time. But you have to look at his age and wonder. It's a fair thing to wonder how much do you have of him. And if LeBron James ages poorly, what does this deal look like in 3 years? Oh, but they have Anthony Davis. Okay, great. Is that going to be a championship team? The Pelicans may be better, which means those pick swaps may be disastrous.
Yeah, and they're going to have Zion Williamson, too.
Yeah.
However he turns out to be.
And I think that Ingram, Ball, and Hart have a chance, especially Lonzo Ball. They have a chance to excel in New Orleans.
Sure.
And the Pelicans have a chance, and I think this is interesting. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll throw it at you as a Knicks fan, that the Pelicans would be very intrigued by moving the 4 pick, not only for an all-star player, which I think is their goal, but potentially moving up to 3 to get R.J. Barrett to play with Zion Williamson.
I'm not doing that trade.
What would you want back? They have all the draft capital in the world now. You could take some of that draft capital for yourself,
Joe. There is a lot of stuff.
Yeah. If you don't want a player, if you're not intrigued by any of the players in that deal or any of the players on the Pelican roster, that's fine. They have just added a treasure trove of draft capital
that
maybe you could take advantage of.
They have done that.
If you're rebuilding, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I guess.
I don't think that'll happen because I think what the Pelicans are going to try to do right now is take that 4th pick and get a player.
Yeah.
Because I think they're trying to make the playoffs now.
I think that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. If I'm the Knicks... it is an intriguing proposition. I don't know if I want to mess with that. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. I just want to take Barrett. I want to play it safe, take Barrett, and go forward.
Yeah, and
see what happens. And I'll tell you, the more I think about it, if your team is going to do what everybody keeps saying they're going to do, and you're dumping D'Angelo, I got to take a shot at D'Angelo. You've even brought it up. He's 23 years old. I got to do it.
Yes.
I think the Knicks would be stupid not to investigate that.
No, they should. They should. I admit that. This is paining me, but I'm also reminding myself that it's June 17th and everything is just rumor and innuendo.
Right, you can't get crazy yet.
I can't get nuts because I was getting nuts when I read reports that Russell's gone, basically, if they sign Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie Irving appears to be a done deal.
Sounds that way.
It's driving me nuts. It's hurting my soul. But I remind myself it's June 17th. What the heck am I getting upset about?
Right,
nothing's happened yet.
Right.
You know, here's what's happened. The Lakers traded the world for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that's what they did.
That's happened. We don't know what's going to happen in free agency. We don't know what the Nets are thinking. We don't know what the Knicks are thinking. It's like the whole thing with Durant. We don't know if the Knicks are really going to max out Kevin Durant. You know, rumors and innuendo in the middle of June, what is it? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything until it actually happens. But the other one that I thought was huge and surprising this weekend was I'm sitting there Saturday night watching the Mets game, flipping to the Yankee game, and I hear that Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this either. I'm with you, too.
And I got to admit, all right, I want to be honest with everybody. You know where I'm going. I happen to be a benefactor of Mr. Edwin Encarnacion
this year.
Oh, he's
on your fantasy team?
He's on my fantasy team.
Okay.
And I was very happy to hear that Edwin was leaving that horrific lineup and that horrible stadium to come to the Bronx. And I was stunned that the Yankees were getting him.
Can I ask you
teams.
A question? Because when I heard this, I said, why do they need Edwin Encarnacion? I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. You got all these guys. You got Stanton coming back, you know, like I guess tomorrow. Judge is going to be back soon. You know, you got all these guys in the lineup that would, you know, Voit. You got Sanchez. We go right on down the line. You got Hicks. You know, Frazier's hit. All these guys.
Right.
Urshela. Why did they need him?
They don't need him. But he's really, really good, and they got him for nothing.
When I first heard this, my thought was, okay, they are now setting themselves up that they can make the – not they're going to trade Encarnacion, but now to make that trade for the big pitcher. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't. Honestly, here's the way I look at it, and I know what you're thinking, because I think the old joke would be, oh, yeah, the Yankees really need a right-handed bat with power,
right?
And that's what Edwin Encarnacion is. I don't think this has anything to do with a pitcher. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think that their willingness to trade Clint Frazier was the same yesterday as it is today.
Yeah, no, I think that.
Here's what it comes down to.
And I don't think
to.
They love Frazier at all. I mean, I think that it seems to me they can't wait to get Frazier out of here.
Look, that may be the case.
That's what it looks like to me.
But I don't think Edwin Encarnacion has any impact on it. I really don't. I think it was as simple, and Brian Cashman has shown this over the years. He is calling, he's talking to everybody, especially Seattle. How many deals have they made with them? And he hears Edwin Encarnacion, who leads the American League in home runs, who has the most home runs in a decade, who's had seven straight 30
home
run
seasons.
400
home runs in his career, and he gets 401.
Yeah, 401, seven straight 30-plus home run seasons, and it's still going. And barring something catastrophic, it'll be eight this year, right? Because he's already in the 20s.
Sure.
He hears he's available. So he says, oh, well, that's interesting. I don't really need him. What do I have to give up? And the Mariners basically say, we're going to pay for everything.
Right.
It's going to cost you $2.5 million. Send us back this prospect that we gave you for Nick Rumbelo. That was that's what happened. Remember Nick Rumbelo?
No.
It's okay that you don't remember.
I don't
was this
remember
nothing
Nick
pitcher. He was one of the many Yankee call-ups, right? These pitchers
that came through.
They traded Rumbelo to the Mariners for this very young. We don't know what he's going to be. He's only 19, so I'm not going to badmouth him. No one knows. But this unknown prospect. So they deal away a prospect that's not even in the top 10 in their system. I don't even think in their top 15. They pay very little money, and they add Edwin Encarnacion. My question would be, why not? Why not? Why wouldn't you do it?
Mm.
The guy's a tremendous hitter. I don't care how old he is.
He's a great hitter.
You have him for the rest of the year. He's at 20-plus home runs. And let me just throw this out there right now, because if you repeat something enough, people just believe it. So I want to make something very clear. Edwin Encarnacion does not strike out a lot. I just want to say that because I have heard that repeated 15 times now.
What do you need another guy that strikes out a lot?
He doesn't. I know he hits a lot of home runs, so there's this stereotype. Mm-hmm. Well, he must strike out a lot. He actually doesn't. To put it in perspective, he strikes out once every 5.85 plate appearances. Brett Gardner has struck out once every 5.49 plate appearances. Aaron Judge strikes out once every 3 plate appearances. He doesn't strike out that much, especially for a slugger in this sport. So why wouldn't you trade for him?
Yeah, no, I just didn't make a lot of sense in my mind. You know, the only reason I was thinking, okay, well, they're going to set themselves for a pitcher. Maybe they want to keep him from going elsewhere. I don't know.
That could be a factor.
I mean, you know, maybe they don't want to keep him from the Red Sox. Maybe they want to keep him from Tampa. I don't know. But I mean, you know, but look, they're the Yankees. You know, what can I tell you?
Why not? I mean, this cost them so little in money. It cost them so little in prospects that I think it just comes down to this simplistic thing. He's a really good baseball player and they could get him. I don't think it's about fit because, yeah, I mean, do they need a starting pitcher more than a right-handed bat with power? Of course. I don't think this does anything to preclude them from getting a starting pitcher.
No, not at all.
Because it eats a few million dollars?
No, not at all. I mean, look, if anything else, it helps them because now they got more they can give up because you got a guy like Encarnacion in my mind.
Edwin Encarnacion is a very good baseball player.
Yep.
It's just as simple as that. And I know this is different, but I'll throw it at you anyway. When the Washington Nationals signed a 30-year-old free agent named Max Scherzer, who wasn't what he is now. He did win a Cy Young a few years earlier,
sure.
But if you look at what he was at that moment, he was a very good pitcher, but he's not what he's become, in fairness. A lot of our reactions, I remember us even saying it, is, well, you never have enough pitching, but do they really need Max Scherzer? Well, look what has happened over the last 5 years. You're damn right they need Max Scherzer. So we're assuming Giancarlo's coming back tomorrow. He should. We're assuming Aaron Judge is coming back. We're assuming all these things. What if the Yankees face more injuries? You never have enough talent. And Edwin is still very talented.
Oh, he's great.
And his numbers, which are very good, should get better in a better lineup, in a better stadium, in a pennant race. Guys, the guy leads the American League in home runs. And his career has been remarkable because at the age of 29, he became a star. Before that, he was a talented guy who never put it all together when he was with Cincinnati and then eventually with Toronto. But over the last 8 years, he has been one of the best sluggers in baseball. And the proof is he's got the most home runs in this decade, which isn't a surprise when you think about it. The guy hits 35 home runs every year.
Yeah, he does.
And he doesn't strike out at a high rate. So we got to get that out of our head. All right? Just look at Baseball Reference before we make judgments. He does not strike out that much. In fact, the Yankees in general, missing Judge and missing Stanton, are striking out the same amount of times as they did last year. So whenever I hear this, they're bringing back the strikeouts. They're striking out the same amount this year as they were striking out last year, Joe, and that's without Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. So I think that has just been completely overrated over the last few weeks. It's not based on fact.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, the strikeouts, as we all know, are very up in baseball, too.
That is true.
So that's also a part of, you know, the strikeout situation.
But
I understand what you mean. I mean, this guy doesn't strike out that much. I hear you.
And Clint Frazier and the fact he's going down to the minor league stinks. It stinks for him. He's been optioned to AAA. Does he deserve to be optioned to AAA? No. But I think we all figured this was going to happen at some point because of the fact that he's got options. They want him to play every day. And they've got guys who are going to play over.
I will be surprised if Clint Frazier ever plays for the Yankees again. I have to tell you. It would not surprise me at all if the next move is whatever team they trade him to.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. But here's the caveat. I don't think Brian Cashman, that is just going to simply trade Clint Frazier. I think he needs it to be the right deal.
Oh, yeah. No. It does. But I don't think the Yankees really like this guy. I think the Yankees look at him. He's not a Yankee. I don't know what else to say. Because I understand his problems in the field. We understand that. Every ball's an adventure hit to him. But the guy's a terrific. He's a good hitter. The numbers on this guy right now they're very solid.
He's playing well enough to be in the major leagues.
No, there's no question about it.
And he's playing well enough to be in an everyday lineup. But Yankees are different.
I understand.
They're just a different monster right now. And I know that Mike Tauchman is still there. That's temporary.
Well, he'll be gone today, right?
He'll be gone tomorrow when Giancarlo's activated.
Right.
They'll have to make a decision on Cameron Maben. Frazier they can keep, and they can play him every day. And if there are more injuries, which you never know, because this has been such a weird year with injuries with the Yankees, Clint Frazier will come back. But they're in the same position today as they were a week ago, where they can deal Clint Frazier because they're dealing from a position of strength. They have
Judge. Even more so now that you got Encarnacion.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even think that because Edwin's only going to be here for the next few months, right? He's not going to be here next year. He's a rental. They're not going to exercise his option. So short term, yeah, they don't need him as much. But long term, I don't think it makes any difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't think the Yankees like Frazier. I think they don't think he's a Yankee. I think he's gotten off to a rocky start. He's had issues with the media, the whole thing with the hair, you know, all the different things that have gone down with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think his future is here.
Here's the great news. If that's a big part of it, it may be. The other part of it that makes it makes sense is that they don't necessarily need him moving forward because of the fact they've got these outfielders under contract. Aaron Hicks is going to be here. He just signed a long-term deal. Whether Ernie likes it or not, Giancarlo is going to be here. Aaron Judge is going to be here. Yep. Those are three outfielders off the top that are going to be here for the next bunch of years. So whether they liked Clint Frazier personally or don't, and I don't know how they truly feel, but hey, your thesis makes sense, they can afford to trade him. But they got to do it in the right deal.
Oh no! He's too good a player to give away. I think he'll be a centerpiece of the big deal they make for that starting pitcher.
Yeah,
that's what I.
No,
think.
I think so too. And just with Edwin, there is nothing negative about getting Edwin Encarnacion. Not a thing. If you want to create the illusion he strikes out a lot, it's not true. Sorry. If you want to create the illusion that it costs too much money, it doesn't. It's costing them a couple of million dollars. If you want to create the illusion that they gave up a big-time prospect, they didn't. So if he doesn't strike out a lot, and it's not costing them a ton of money, and he's still really good, what's the negative? Because the negative can't simply be, well, they don't need him. You can always use good players.
No, of course.
Right? You can always use it. That's like saying, well, the Yankees got a reliever. What do they need that reliever for? They already have a good bullpen. Well, you can always be better. And Edwin leads the American League in home runs, and logic would tell you, even though sometimes logic doesn't work in baseball, that he should be even better in this lineup and this stadium.
Should be.
So did it surprise me? Of course it did. I didn't see Edwin Encarnacion being traded to the Yankees. I think we're all stunned. But as a Yankee fan, you should be happy. You got a really good baseball player, and you gave up very little to get it done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.